What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's Will Sam and Sam in the Morning. I'm Sam. There's a Will here.
Hello.
But there's not another Sam because he's got to go get that bread at Panera Bread, living the dream. Will's over there setting the mood lights. I love it. You got, you know, too many lights for this early in the morning. I did miss my first class this morning, so that's good. I got up at 9:15 and my class is at 9:30, and I was like, all right, do I rush out of bed, shower and everything, get to class? And I was like, no. So I got up, got out of bed at like 10. You know, it's just one of those things where, I'll let you know what I was doing this weekend. So you know how, okay, I like filmed all that women's basketball stuff?
Right.
So I pretty much lived in the Army Central Media newsroom this weekend,
mm-hmm,
because we were editing.
Right.
To the point where we were there Friday night until, I don't even know when, but Saturday, the whole weekend's a blur.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll say. The whole weekend's a blur because effectively, Saturday night or Sunday morning, however you prefer to call it, I actually got a 2-hour nap on the couch down in the television studio.
Oh boy.
It's in a back corner and I just needed a place to lay down.
Uh-huh.
I curled up in a ball on the couch and fell asleep for 2 hours.
Nice.
And then I went back to my room for like 6, but it was like a blur of a weekend.
Yeah.
So,
I can imagine,
you know, We're done, so that's good. It's just like fine tuning it,
right?
But sweet Mother of Mary, you know the worst part was again it's this women's basketball piece,
mm-hmm,
and I hope someone from the women's basketball team like finds this and they're like, oh yeah, it's Sam Anthony. But
mm-hmm,
literally like I'd be like staring at clips that had like Esther Castillo and Natalie Villaflor in them, and then I would go to Romo's and the only two people I would see in Romo's were Esther Castillo and Natalie Villaflor, and you would just be like hitting yourself, and you'd be like,
no,
they're not
dream.
Real. They're not real. You're just seeing things. Like, these aren't real people. You've just been staring at them for like 8 hours. And like, not in a weird way. That's the worst part. It's just not in a weird way. Like, it's actually like a legitimate project we're working on, but it's I don't know. That just was like,
you made it through.
It looks really good. I'll have to show it to you. We're gonna like drop a release party. It's gonna be dope.
Oh boy.
We're shooting for baby the weekend before, or not the weekend before, the week before Super Saturday, so like going into that.
Okay.
Figure like end of the semester, a lot of people have some spare time. We're gonna like drop some trailers.
Oh boy,
it's gonna be lit, dude.
Get it hype.
Yeah, dude, we're trying. So all right, that's what I got to start.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do we want to talk about today?
I mean, we could talk about baseball.
I think we should. I've watched a lot of baseball.
So have I.
By the way, I saw your retweet of Bryce Harper's home run to Rocket Man.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just phenomenal.
Yes. That was great.
Because they were like, My Heart Will Go On didn't do it justice.
Yeah. So they played Rocket Man instead because he launched his first home run 465 feet.
Hey, man, to me, like, start seeing him hit for average, which is the biggest thing. He's got to, because last year's batting average was 249. It's got to be better than that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an exciting start. I mean, you know, doing better than both of my teams right now.
Yeah, I mean, is Section 10 part of Barstool?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they predicted, because they're Red Sox fans, that they would start 16-0.
Yeah.
And that did not happen.
No.
They start 1-3 or 1-2?
1-3 right now. Might be 1-4. They lost last night. 7-0 to the Athletics.
Jeez.
The offense isn't there right now.
No.
Which is baseball. It's early.
Yeah.
And the one win was awesome. So they were playing the Mariners. And
right,
they were down 6-4. And it just felt like every time they had runners in scoring position, some either terrible base running or some really great defensive play would happen to stop them. And it's the top of the ninth. There's two outs, two on, and Mitch Moreland hits a 3-run home run to put him up. And you're like, baseball season is back. Let's go. And they haven't won anything besides that. But it was a nice little rush of excitement. And then I watched the Pirates yesterday and watched what was really great pitching by Chris Archer, which is really exciting because he's had 4 straight games of 8-plus strikeouts, which he's like the third Pirate ever to get to that mark. But the bullpen looked awful, and so did the defense. And so it was like one of those things where you were like, great, a great starting pitcher, but that doesn't do me anything else if you crap out the rest of the game.
Right.
Because, again, you know, go-ahead home run by Colin Moran in the top of the bottom of the eighth, and you're like, all right, what great timing. They have to come in. They have to face, you know, Vasquez, beginning of the season, home opener. You think it's loud. All the momentum's coming your way. And error by Eric Gonzalez. I mean, the ball literally, I don't think you didn't watch the game, did
no,
you?
No, no, I did not.
Ball bounces right into his glove and then out of his glove because he can't play defense. And I know that the signing was a defensive signing, and I know I've only very, very little have I seen Gonzalez play, but I already don't like him, which I feel like is justified because when you commit an error in the top of the ninth inning, when arguably you need to be playing your best baseball.
In the home opener. The home opener sets the tone for the season.
Yeah, it just felt like that's how the Pirates season is going to be. I'm not going to lie. But again, you know, I don't know. I'm very, like, conflicted because at the same time I'm also like, yeah, like, the Red Sox have started off poorly. But, like, I have total faith, you know? So I guess we'll see. I mean, the Pirates bullpen last year, all the guys they had were good or decent. And, you know, you have bad, but, like, you had to do it against the Cardinals. You know, that's just the worst part of it is it had to be the Cardinals. Someone described the Cardinals-Pirates rivalry as, like, the Cardinals are always, like, the rich kid you went to high school with and played sports with that had all the nicer gear and always beat you in sports. And I was like, yep. I was
That's pretty accurate.
That's Jack Hanaway to me. That's all I'm going to talk about with my childhood was Jack Hanaway was the rich kid that always – he invited me over. This is how
he would invite me over to his
house because he knew he could beat me at whatever we played. And for some reason, for like a year, I was like, oh, boy, like Jack Hanaway wants to hang out. And I was like, no, this sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want to go and lose. Like, you know, it's not fair. He hit puberty sooner than I did. He was like twice my size. And I was a short, chubby kid.
Oh, poor Sam.
I know. You know what? I knew at a young age that I was not – destined for great athletic things, so that's why I'm working in sports now. They were like, oh, Sam, when did you know you want to work in sports? Well, when I got cut from every team
but still loved the game.
Yeah, you were like, wow, all right, well, you're sitting there, 12-year-old Sam. My mom's like, you know, you matured a lot quicker. I'm like, yeah, Mom, it's because I faced cruel reality so much sooner than everyone else. My dreams were crushed when I was like 11, and everyone was like, you're not good at this. And I'm like, again, short, fat Sam was like, but I want to be. So, you know, just continuing my, it's all right. You know, it's fine.
Hey, maybe you could join the Pirates. They might need some help.
Yeah. I don't know. Even there, I don't know if I'd really contribute. I'd be there. What are you in charge of? Morale. You know what? The dream job would be the guy that just high fives everyone in the dugout.
True.
No, you know what I want to be? I want to be like a Shakima Dashiell role. You know, you have a secret handshake with everybody. Like, you're just, like, over there, like, Andrew McCutchen's back on the team because, you know, that's the dream for every Pirates fan. You're, like, you have a secret handshake with Kutch, and everyone's like, you're so cool. What do you do? And I'm like, that's it. That's my whole job.
I'm the handshake guy.
Yeah, I'm just there to hype everyone up. Like, some guy strikes out. You're like, it's all right, bro. You got the next one. Dingers. Dingers coming your way. And they're all like, yeah, man, thanks. And then when they win the World Series, you're like, this one's for Sam. And you're like, that's right.
You're like the Pittsburgh Bryce Harper, except Bryce Harper is really good.
Yeah, he's really good. So, well, all right. So, hold on. You know, I've been watching a lot of baseball because, like, the thing is again, I just kind of, like, put it on, which is why I love baseball because, like,
you can just put it on.
And I stay up late, so it'll be, like, you know, 11 o'clock, and you're like, you know what? Like, the Dodgers are on right now. Like, let's just put it on. Like, last night, the Red Sox were on late, so I was watching. I came into the newsroom. We were watching the Brewers and the Reds, which actually was a pretty good game. Both teams have some exciting people. You know, Puig comes up to bat in the top of the ninth with a chance to potentially win it or tie it. Doesn't do it, which is kind of, like, disappointing because you were kind of like, that's what the Reds wanted to see was, you know, him pull it off. But, you know.
I feel like I heard this about the Reds, that they essentially just got every overpaid veteran. And we're like, yeah, we'll pay for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And are going to be stuck in 2 to 3 years when, wow, they all start playing worse than they already are and they're still getting paid the same amount of money.
That's like the cruel reality with like baseball. It's like all these guys that get signed to long contracts and then just are bad.
Well, you know, but and it, like, as a Phillies fan, you kind of have to prepare for Bryce Harper's decline, but hopefully that won't be for a long, 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 long time. But, you know, year 10, he's going to be 36. And he's still going to have 3 years left.
Dang.
So, yeah, like, he's not going to be this good all the time, but we're going to enjoy it now because this is the best start the Phillies have had since 2001.
3-0.
Like, they haven't won the first, they didn't win the opening series. They haven't since 2011, I think, was the last time they won the opening series.
Yikes.
And they're also the last remaining undefeated team in baseball. And they go into Nationals Park, a.k.a. Citizens Bank South, today. It's today and tomorrow to play the Nationals.
That's right. Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule right now.
Bryce Harper made some sappy Instagram post about how...
He's having a kid, right?
All that, but how he, like... His career started in Washington, and even though he knows he's going to get booed because they're all salty, he will always appreciate the memories he had there.
Yeah.
I mean...
And apparently he wore a Nationals belt during one of the games.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. He had the 34 on it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they're red. I don't really care.
I know everyone's like, oh, like... All right.
Also, I love how the national media... After the first game, was like, people booed Bryce Harper after he went 0-3, which, like, it was like three people, and it was all sarcastic because, like, we know he's going to be good. He can have an off day. That's fine. But they're always like, oh, yeah, Philadelphia fans are terrible. And then people got beat up in Dodger Stadium, and they're radio silent about it because it doesn't fit their narrative. Of how sports fans should be.
I'm reading Bryce Harper's Instagram post. So I had to pull it up because I just wanted to see. Yeah, like, that's nice.
Yeah. And he's also having a kid in Philly now, so that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Philly raised. So something that I was reading about that was interesting with the Phillies is that Ruben Amaro Jr. put together arguably one of the best pitching rotations ever while he was here.
Yeah.
It was Cole Hamels, Roy Halladay, Roy Oswalt, and Cliff Lee, which was on paper and for a good chunk of time, very, very, very good.
Yeah.
But Citizens Bank Park is not a pitcher's park. It is a hitter's park.
Yeah.
And so what Clintac is doing is bringing in the best hitters.
Which, because, like, makes sense.
The team that's going to hit the most home runs in Citizens Bank Park is going to win most of the games.
Yeah, you got to play to your park. I mean, that's what the Pirates did for so long when they were successful, was like they put their best defender, which was Starling Marte, in left field. Like, everyone was always like, why is McCutchen in center? He's not good defensively. And I'm like, yeah, it's because that's not where you need your best outfielder. You need where that weird divot is in left field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to play to your park. Because you're playing, 81 games there.
Yeah.
Like, that blows my mind, the teams that, like, the Colorado Rockies should never be a team that really invests in, like, powerhouse pitching.
No.
Because, like, hitters are going to blow you out of the water no matter what. So
yeah.
You just need a bunch of and that's when the Rockies have been good. Think about it. Like, the Todd Heltons, that's when the Rockies are good, is they just have guys that can go and mash.
Right.
Because you hit a lot of home runs.
Because if you win a majority of your games at home, you're probably going to win some on the road, too. You're almost guaranteed for over 500 season, which puts you automatically in playoff contention.
Exactly.
So, it makes sense. And unfortunately for the Pirates, their ownership is not doing things that make sense, and they haven't for years now.
No. And it sucks. That's just going to be the way it is. But the Pirates will be a team that, again, every once in a while you're going to have a 2013, a 2015, where you're really good. And it's a shame because, honestly, Neil Huntington, for what he's been able to do with, basically no ownership support,
right,
has been good. I mean, even this year, the Chris Archer trade was a good trade.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really, really – like, I don't care what you say about Austin Meadows hitting a home run his first AB – you got a guy like Chris Archer that made you, gave you the chance to potentially get enough wins to get in the postseason. He had to adjust. Right. That's fine. But he looked really good yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I really think, I mean, considering he was considered your four guy.
He's considered the four guy?
He's considered the three or four guy, yeah.
Wow.
You got Tyon, who's, you know,
right.
going to be.
Number one, yeah.
You have Trevor Williams, who a lot of people are actually picking as a dark horse Cy Young candidate. He ended the season, going from the end of the season, so the sec after the All-Star break up until mm-hmm. this point, he has an ERA of 1.2.
Wow.
He's been unbelievable. He's got no, he's not a velocity guy. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's not a guy people talk about. He's like a Dallas Keuchel, where Dallas Keuchel
has all
the
that
movement.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the stuff's been really, really, really good. I mean, their one win was, you know, the 5-0 shutout over the Reds, which he pitched.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good, I mean, I'd say they have a good four man pitching staff,
mm-hmm.
which would be great if they could get into the postseason. But again,
they can't.
And a lot of people I give Pirates fans a lot of credit, and Pittsburgh fans, for the fact that they're, you know, hopelessly optimistic about the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have Eric Gonzalez at shortstop
starting,
yeah,
who is their starting center fielder on opening day? Some schmuck.
Oh, JB Shuck, because yeah. Starling Marte had migraines.
Yeah,
which, by the way, everyone was like, he has migraines, what a baby. I'm like, and like, there's a lot of people that are like, have you ever had migraines? Like, they can get so bad that like you can't see. You
know? Yeah,
like they were like, he wasn't gonna be helpful in center field. But and you have Polanco, who's still hurt.
Yeah.
So
and
he comes
back. Who'd they just sign that broke his finger? Your best friend, Lonnie Chisenhall.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think Chisenhall's a solid move. I like the signing of Melky Cabrera.
Yeah.
I think that's just because, like, he's a solid guy that'll, like, contribute and, like, be – like, they pinch hit him a lot, and I think that's a really great move. It's just he's going to be a guy that you can put in and have, like, a big pinch hit moment.
But the biggest overlying thing here is for the amount of money that the Pirates had, which you could equate
to
the money – the money
– Machado.
The money that the Phillies had, because yes. they're about the same. They had very similar payrolls in years past to build up to this yeah. point. While the Phillies went and got arguably the second or third best player in the league, at the same position, the Pirates got an old Melky Cabrera.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, the Pirates, their needs were at the outfield. Their need was at shortstop.
Yes.
Which, again,
they also
Manny
failed at.
Machado. Yeah. Like, and I, you know, I get that. But not even, like, getting Eric Gonzalez, who, by the way, like, at his peak of his career, which was last year, he played 81 games for the mm-hmm. Indians. He wasn't a full-time guy.
No.
He wasn't doing anything overwhelming.
No.
It's such a Pittsburgh Pirates signing that, like, it hurts because it's all these guys that are like, yeah, we think they could be really good. Or like, yeah, we think that they could just be perpetually average. So they're a position that doesn't cost us wins, but like fills
doesn't
a need.
Doesn't really help.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, well, okay. I mean, like, I understand that you can't have stars at every position, but like, think about that Pirates team. You know, like, Cervelli is good. He's a good hitting catcher.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the amount of pass balls that I saw yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you see the one that went off his glove and into the umpire's? I'll use what they said in the tweet, his rosin bags.
Oh, gosh.
It
no,
like,
I didn't.
And it was, like, the most, like, the laziest kind of grab because it definitely was an easy thing to grab. And it just right. tipped off the glove. Poor the umpire had to come out of the game.
Yikes.
He came back in later, but like, I mean, it was like a fastball.
He had to ice himself and throw up a few times probably.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine getting, and granted it's deflected, but still a baseball
yeah.
going faster than you go on the highway into your area.
You know who I want to see be really good? And I don't even know if you know his name, but
probably.
Josh Bell.
Yeah, I know who Josh Bell
yeah.
is.
Yeah. I just like, he's the guy that I feel like when he came up, everyone was like, Josh Bell's going to be so good. And I feel like he's just kind of like been there. You know, like he wasn't very like exciting last year to see.
Wow, you mean like the Pittsburgh Pirates as an organization?
I mean, you ain't wrong. I mean, the guy's 6'4", 235 pounds. I mean, he mashed in the minors. And, you know, it's just like, I'm just like, yeah, Josh
it's-
Bell.
Like, it's just frustrating because, like, I'm not a I wouldn't consider myself a Pirates fan.
Oh, I wouldn't consider you any sort of Pittsburgh fan.
No. But, I mean, out of the three, I pay attention to them the most.
Yes.
Because, like.
Well, you're also probably more of a baseball guy in general, I would
say. Yeah. I mean, the Eagles always have my heart, but.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the Phillies. I've been to the most Phillies games because they were the cheaper option, like, because there's 81 games. mm-hmm. instead of eight or however many. The Flyers were really good when I was little, so like they were really expensive. And we never went to the Sixers because they were garbage.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's frustrating because like I understand the frustration of not winning a championship for a long time.
Yes.
And to see a team have those chances and just not be able to execute them.
Because, like, think about the Pirates. Like, the team they had when they won 98 games and lost in that wild card,
mm-hmm.
You go on the deadline and you say, wow, we have this really good team, and we have a chance to just make them the best team in baseball. I mean, that was a great team at a bargain. It mm-hmm. really was. And that kills me because, again, you sit there and go, wow, make one move, make one good move.
Right.
You know?
One thing. One thing will change it.
It kills me. But, yeah. I mean, a lot of disappointing, like, guys that could be good. Like, again, Josh Bell, mm-hmm. a guy that, you know, potentially could be a star, but just seems like he's kind of stuck there. Jameson Taillon, another guy that everyone – I mean, the man got drafted ahead of Chris Sale, for crying out loud. Chris Sale, man. I mean, like, and I'm a Red Sox fan, so I'm not that bitter because, like, the Red Sox have Chris Sale, but, mm-hmm. like – you know, part of me is like, you know, like it was a big deal when the Red Sox won. And don't get me wrong, I'm still excited the Red Sox won, but like, you know, I'll always be a Red Sox and a Pirates fan because right. of my affinity for Pittsburgh. You know, the Red Sox have won four in this century.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of like, okay, like I've seen enough Red Sox. Like 2004 was awesome. It was special. Yeah. You know, 2007 was really the first one that I kind of like. Remember, 2013
right.
after the Boston Marathon bombings was just like an incredible run. And then you get to this year, and you know, it was good and it was exciting because you haven't, you know, it's terrible to say, but you haven't seen it since 2013.
Right.
But like, man, you're like, wow, like I'd love to see a Pirates World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Just once while I was here, I would have liked to see a Pirates or a Steelers championship.
Even a competitive team from the Pirates, the Steelers competed.
Yeah, but no, like, yeah, you're right, because, like, we had our freshman year was the last competitive Pirates team.
Yeah.
They won the 98 games and then lost to...
In the wild card.
Yeah, and then you're like, wow. And I don't care what anyone says. They'll complain until, you know, they're... I don't know. What's the term for that? They'll complain until something, but...
Cows come home.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
blue in the face.
Blue in the face. Yeah.
Beating a dead horse.
But that wild card game should be one game. That's it. Because, you know, again, originally it's usually just one team anyway.
Right.
So it gives you two and it's a tiebreaker. I don't care about that. I don't blame that. I blame the fact that, again, you know, management knew it was going to be a tight race. You knew that the Cardinals were going to be really good. They were really good. And you refused to go out and get anybody. You were like, oh, we're going to win the division with what we have. Because, you know what, you should go make that push. You go get one more good player.
That the response, the we're going to win with what we have, is what owners that don't want to or don't know to do something about it.
Yes.
So Nutting either said, you know what, I don't want to spend the money, so I'm not going to do it. Or he didn't know that is what they needed.
Yeah.
So it's either communication or being selfish and, you know, wanting money for yourself rather than success for a city.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And, like, it's, like, you just, there's no, I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel at this point with the Pirates.
No.
Like, it could honestly just keep going.
Because even, like, I mean, they're not super old, but they're not super young either.
Right.
Like, the youngest player on their team is Kevin Newman at 25. You know, mm-hmm. you got a bunch of 25, 26-year-olds that realistically, again, isn't that how old, like, Bryce Harper is?
Bryce Harper's 26.
Yeah. So, like, you know, you don't have anybody that's, like, the star in the prime of their career.
Right.
You know, and you have good players. Don't get me wrong. You have Corey Dickerson. You have Starling Marte, who both were very excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You have Cervelli, but Cervelli's 33 years old. And, you know, again, the guys that are supposed to be up and coming, the Colin Morans, the
Josh Bells.
The Josh Bells, they're 26 years old, and they're not there yet.
No.
And you're kind of sitting there, and you're going, you know, and same with Taillon. Taillon's 27. You're sitting here going, okay, you know, when is, like, enough enough? And it just kills me, too, because you see guys like Garrett Cole doing well in, like, the Astros. And you're
right.
like, wow, like, really what could have been there? Because
mm-hmm.
Garrett Cole was your ace.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there was, like, this huge falling out, but, like, come on, man. Like, that was the one pick that actually, like, turned out for you.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah, and the frustrating part, one of the frustrating parts, because I've said that quite a few times on the show already, is that, like, if you're a Baltimore Orioles fan, you know this season's a wash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we, you know, grind these few years. Hopefully, you know, we have new management in. You have some new pieces in. Maybe as they gel next year, 2 years, you start to turn into a competitive team. But yeah, when you're predicted to have 100 losses, there's not really a chance that that isn't going to, like, if you're predicted 100 wins, there's a good chance that won't happen. But if you're predicted 100 losses, there's a good chance that you're going to get really close, if not that.
Yeah.
So, like, with them, they don't have to care. They don't have to really pay attention. They know this season's a wash already. But Pirates fans, they'll win enough to keep you interested.
They last 2 years, they've made a winning streak at the deadline. And so everyone's like, oh, there's still hope.
Nope.
And then they just, yeah.
And then they finish. See, my prediction is that they'll finish 79-83. And I think I said that last episode.
I think that's pretty accurate, personally.
Because, I mean, they didn't, in my opinion, they made some decent signings, but they didn't do anything that, in my mind, will improve them overall.
No.
From where they were last year.
Yeah. And I think so then you just kind of live in that realm of, like, you can win this many to this many wins based on how things pan out.
Right, but then you're not going to be a 90-win team.
No.
You're not going to be a division contender. You're not going to be even a wild card contender.
You're going to hang in it until about mid-August, mm-hmm, and then you're going to be out of it for the last month and a half.
Right, and you're going to finish third or fourth in the division.
I don't know, though, dude, because here's the thing. So look at that division.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of teams in that division that could finish at or around 500. Like, because think about it. Like, good teams in the division. Brewers, Cubs, Cardinals.
Because mm-hmm,
the Cardinals will be good. They're a great organization. They made great moves this offseason. I mean, they got guys like Andrew Miller, who, you know, didn't have a great year but was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really talented. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt. Like, yeah, they're going to be good. Cincinnati, even, you know. They have Joey Votto, who's still phenomenal. You got guys like Yasiel Puig that came mm-hmm in there. I really think that this is a division where the Pirates could go 79-83 and finish last place.
That, I mean, that's very true.
Because, like, I think you're going to see – I think the Reds will finish at or around 500. I think that the Cardinals, the Brewers, and the Cubs will finish above 500. I think the Pirates will finish at or around 500. So, I mean, that's the crazy part. It's like, you could also sit there and be like, wow, this was a very disappointing season. But here's the other thing that's interesting. That could be the reason the Pirates do worse. Because that division is so good.
So good.
So that's the other thing people don't understand.
I mean,
if they're
not
like,
so good, but yeah.
Like, every team, like, you could lose to every team. Like, because, like, again, there's not like a, like, last year's Orioles or
right,
Marlins that you right come in and you're like, wow, like, we should win two of three, three of four, or sweep them.
Every single time. Yeah.
And so you sit there and you're like, well, crap, you know? Because, like, even, like, you know, you sit there and you're like, oh, opening series against Cincinnati, and you're like, yeah, Cincinnati's actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
I won't say good. I'll say pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know, you go play St. Louis. You know, you can't play a game like they did and expect to win,
mm-hmm,
which is terrible.
And it surprises me because I feel like in this city, Steelers will always be number one.
Oh, always.
And I feel like even with how bad they've been, the Pirates will be number two.
Yes, because the thing is that, again, so I would say that the way it works in Pittsburgh mm-hmm is the Steelers are everybody's team.
Mm-hmm.
The Pirates are our mom and dad's teams.
Mm-hmm.
And the Penguins are our generation's team of Pittsburgh sports.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, if you go to the games, it's a lot of younger kids that go. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are older Penguins fans, but it's not a lot because
those older Penguins fans are the ones that didn't pay to go to games when they were awful.
Yeah, or the ones that, you know, happened to be right around when Lemieux was playing.
Right.
But those were the only ones that stayed interested. And, you know, this is the greatest
era of Penguins hockey. Yeah, when they got awful between 93 and 2009.
Yeah. No, like, for real, like, yeah, like, the Sidney Crosby era is the greatest era of Penguins hockey because it's been their most consistent, you know, in terms of they've won, what, three Stanley Cups? They've been to four, and, you know, they've consistently been in the playoffs. They currently have the longest streak of playoff appearances.
Really?
Yes.
What is it at?
12.
Oh, active. Okay. I was going to say, I was like, the Red Wings had 25.
Yeah. And the Red Wings, yeah. So the Red Wings had it until last year when they missed. Yeah. So now it's Penguins with the longest active.
Yeah.
So, you know, Penguins are the team. But yeah, I would say as of right now, and I would say probably for the next 10 years, 10, 20 years until, you know, our parents' generation gets old and dies, you know, it'll go Steelers, Pirates, Penguins.
Yeah.
The Pirates don't put it together and have a winning team, because you already saw it this year. People are really over it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was different when it was like 22 years of losing and everyone was kind of like, this is just how the Pirates are. They're the lovable losers. We have these, you know, weenies that play on our team, like Oliver Perez, you know, like random people you don't remember.
You should really be minor leaguers.
Like, we watched guys like Zach Duke was pitching for the Reds last night. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I remember Zach Duke. Like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, these irrelevant guys that were like studs on the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
But they win. They get McCutcheon. Everyone's got a taste of it. And then they realize how management is awful and hasn't
like
done.
Wow, we could have really not been like this all this time and could have been competing all this time if our owners weren't idiots.
Yeah, so that's the thing, is, you know, it would have almost been better for Bob Nutting if they were just perpetually bad, because you would have had still people that like showed up for the sake of it's a Pirates game,
right?
But now there's an expectation, there's a bar that they can go and be this team if they go and actually like get a star,
right?
And I really think you're going to start, if they don't start spending soon, you know, you will see people that are just like, look, I'm not going to Pirates games.
Well, people are already like that. I'm surprised it's not more, honestly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even opening day, like, it was busy, but it wasn't full.
No.
It's not like it's been.
No. And it's you see what boggles my mind is you look at teams again, like, I'm going to use the Phillies because they're the biggest. Yeah. They made obvious they honestly had the best offseason of any team in baseball.
Well, yeah, they got Bryce Harper. I mean, you could do that alone.
But then they also added three other former All-Stars and I think two MVPs.
Yeah.
In McCutcheon, and I think JT won one. I don't know. But anyway, that's besides the point. You look at the difference in people at Phillies games last year versus the first three games of this year. They had three straight sellouts.
Yeah.
And it was rocking the entire game.
Well, and that's the thing, is you're going to go to that Pirates game tonight,
uh-huh.
and you're going to turn it on, and you're going to see that nobody's at
the It's going to be empty,
yeah.
because it's no longer, oh boy, opening day, opening night, whatever, that's done. Like, that's now people are like, okay, well, they're just going to lose now.
Think about it. They have to offer $1 hot dogs and free shirts on Fridays and $10 student tickets to get people in the house.
To get students there.
I know. Because, like, that's the only time I plan to go to Pirates.
No, yeah,
games.
No.
And then, like, if my mom's in town, I'd be like, hey, you want to go to Pirates?
Right. Because you can find a ticket for $2.
Yeah, that's pretty much going to be the extent. Like,
and I feel bad. It's the one time I'll ever feel bad for Pittsburgh fans, because they've been merciless to me in my time here. But,
yeah.
Like, it's been so long.
Yeah.
Since they even had a competitive, even recently, long-term, anything, and there's no real end in sight, and it's tough because it's not like a GM, it's not Neil Huntington that's being bad, because they could fire him and bring in somebody else. It's the owner, and you can't force the owner to sell a team.
No.
So until either Bob Nutting dies and his kids decide to sell the team, or his kids come in and say, okay, we're going to spend the money we have, nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
And like that level of just knowing that you're not going to get better is extremely frustrating and saddening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and especially with baseball, because baseball needs all the help it can get.
I mean, I'll tell you, man, talk about baseball needing all the help it could get. If the Phillies are good and Bryce Harper's fun, which it's been, and it's been three games, I like the Phillies. Like, the Phillies are a team I enjoy watching. I you know, again, when I was a kid, I went to Philly and got a Ryan Howard jersey Ryan Howard jersey because he was one of my favorite players.
Right.
But, like, I more than ever want to turn on a Phillies game and watch it because Bryce Harper's there, and you want to see Bryce Harper play well. And you know what? I would love more than anything at this point now, with two guys with a big contract, to see, like, an L.A.-Philly World Series, because you have the two biggest contracts, the two biggest stars. Because that's the biggest problem with baseball. It's like with the NFL, like Tom Brady gets there every year. He's the NFL's biggest star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people either love him or they hate him. And that's like kind of like the thing with that is, Yeah, you want to see that. But with baseball, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper were not even in the postseason. You know? Like, again, the NBA, this is the first season since 2005 LeBron James is not in the playoffs.
Right.
And it's the first time in 8 years that he won't be in the finals.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's why those leagues are doing so well. And again, same with the NHL. You have Crosby's and Ovechkin's that make the postseason every season and compete.
And you have the new teams like Vegas making it. And you have...
the stuff people want to see is happening. No offense, but like Mookie Betts and Cody Bellinger, and like there are some stars on those LA Boston teams that made it. But like even Mookie Betts, isn't the biggest personality yet.
No.
You know, like he's like, and granted, he had the best season last year and he was the MVP, but really, and outside of Boston, you're not like getting hype about Mookie Betts.
No.
So.
And it's still frustrating because you're going to have, in baseball, there's a good chance that two out of the three biggest superstars with the biggest contracts won't make the playoffs because you have the Padres, and the Padres could very well make a run. I don't really know the Padres that well. I know they haven't been good, so I'm assuming that they'll do better, but probably not make any significant postseason damage.
Yeah.
And then you have the Angels, who have had Mike Trout for his entire career and will have Mike Trout for his entire career, and they haven't done anything to put anybody else around him yet, so why in the world would anybody think they're going to start doing it now?
Mm-hmm.
And they just spent a ton more money on him.
That's
good. And they're not gonna do anything. If they make the postseason, it's the same thing. If they make the postseasons, they're not going to make a run.
Yeah, no.
Because they don't have anything else. They have the best player in baseball and nothing else.
I think that's so funny.
And it's not like, I mean, I don't know how the Angels stadium is, but I feel like it's a hitter's park.
Yes.
So you bring in decent pitching and you'll be okay. But I feel like they don't do that. So you have the Phillies, who are the most fun team because you have arguably the first or second most dangerous starting orders in baseball.
Yep.
With them and probably the Dodgers right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Michael Franco is the 8 hitter, and he's on pace, and I know this isn't going to happen, but he's on pace for, like, a 12.5 WAR season. Which, for those of you that don't follow baseball consistently and don't know what WAR is, because I didn't know, it's wins above replacement. So I think that in regular people speak is how the difference of wins when they're playing versus when they're not. Is that what it is?
I'll give you the basic breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all based on like averages.
Mm-hmm.
So the wins above replacement would be, hey, you know, Bryce Harper, when you're – so the way it works in terms of projections, all right, a perfectly average team – will go 81 and 81.
Right.
So the whole idea of wins above replacement is that, okay, you know, we have Bryce Harper in instead of the completely average player.
Okay.
So the idea is wins above replacement is a player that is across the board average. We have Bryce Harper in. He's going to give us, you know, 8 more wins than a guy who's perfectly average.
So it's interesting. Bryce Harper is not the highest predicted player currently.
No, it's got to be Trout, right?
No, I'm talking about just on the Phillies.
Oh.
So right now.
Well, it's early. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. So he has, right now, he's at 0.3. He's predicted to finish 12-1.
Yes.
And Michael Franco in the 8th spot has 0.4, and I believe that translates to about 12.5 to 13.
Yeah.
Which isn't going to happen for either of them because that's ridiculous to think.
Yes.
But that's the pace that they're starting with. And it's the 8 spot, the spot before, like the spot where you have your youngest guy that might be up because you have an injured player spot, and he's hit 2 or 3 home runs already. Like their lineup is insane.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
With you intentionally walk Bryce Harper to load the bases, and then you have Reese Hoskins hit a grand slam on opening day. Like that happening.
What you want, man.
It's what the Phillies fans want. It's what the Phillies want, obviously, because they want to win games. And I believe it's what the MLB wants.
Yes.
Because while the Braves are going to be good. They're not going to be a bad, like, the start does not show how they'll finish. But Ronald Acuña Jr. is not, in my opinion, one of the league's most exciting players.
No.
And while they do have a lot of young talent and it's there, they're not popular.
No.
So it's not going to help. It wouldn't have helped Major League Baseball if the Phillies had gotten swept.
No.
So them winning three straight, and now, especially with them being the only undefeated team, you have to think how much the MLB loves the Philadelphia Phillies right now.
Yes. I mean, like, Rob Manfred has to be, like, just so excited.
Yeah. Which, screw him, by the way. I don't like him.
I mean, I still like him. He still ranks above Bettman and...
Oh, gosh.
Adam Silver is my one true love.
Yeah, Adam Silver is the best commissioner in sports.
So good, dude. So good.
Gary Bettman is the worst.
Yes.
Awful.
Yeah.
Just
And Goodell's awful. Just slightly above him.
Yeah. So, in terms... So, I feel like Manfred is number two by default.
Yes.
Where, like, yes, technically he's the second best, but is he really... Like, the gap between him and Adam Silver is large, from my opinion.
So you got me excited about baseball, so I'm literally over here looking at tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm going back for Easter. All right, I have my plane ticket purchased, and I go back that Tuesday instead of that Monday after Easter, Sox play on Monday, and tickets are $9.80 each.
Oh, boy, you should get them before they start playing well.
Like, I'm literally about to buy them, like, right in this moment. Like, do I have my wallet? Yeah. As soon as the show ends, I'm literally buying these tickets. Like, I'm literally about to be like, hey, Mom, what are you doing? And my mom's going to be like, nothing, and I'll be like, good, you're going to this Red Sox game with me. And see, my mom's always about it, so it's fine. It works.
Oh, that's so frustrating. They're not home. The Phillies are not home. Their last game is April 17th and then the 25th.
I'm glad that we're just like, we're going to take this section of the show to go shopping for tickets.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I have no shame.
I wonder if there's any... Yes! Oh, that would be good. Okay, so I'll be home probably May 15th or May 16th, and the Phillies are playing the Brewers.
Nice.
That could honestly be good. And then they play the Rockies.
Oh. Hey, man, I'm just saying, when I move into my home in Secaucus, New Jersey, we gotta hit a game. We got to go to Phillies game.
That's true.
I can take you to a Yankees game. We can do the whole thing. It'll be awesome. I'm literally buying these tickets as we speak.
Oh, wow. He's really doing it. His wallet is out.
I'm, like, locked in. I'm literally, like,
his credit card information is going into the Robert Morris server.
It's fine. I've done this before, probably in this room. Like, that's the worst part. It's, like, this isn't the first time I've been, like, I'm splurging, which is bad because I also bought MLB The Show last night, but totally worth it.
Have you played it yet?
Yeah, I played as Bryce Harper in the Phillies.
Of course you did.
I was like, what do I want to do? And I was like, it was like 2 in the morning. I was like, Sam, you should go to bed. You have class in the morning. And then I missed class.
Oh, right. Man.
Tickets have been purchased.
Great. So with our 4 minutes, do you want, I mean,
you know what?
Is there anything exciting to talk about with Robert Morris Sports?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Don't count out the men's lacrosse team. Everyone's kind of been like, oh, I don't know. NEC's really good this year.
Yeah.
Really, really, really good. Mm. And so, yeah. I mean, like, I have faith. You got to keep the faith. That's really the only way to, you know, get through.
It's true.
So,
how's softball looking?
Softball? Oh, they got a big win last week. So, actually, you know what? Hold on. When's the next, like, Army softball home game?
So, they're at St. Bonaventure tomorrow, next Tuesday, the 9th.
You want to go?
They play at 3. And it might be a doubleheader. I don't know.
I can do next Tuesday.
They play Niagara at 3, and then on Wednesday they play Youngstown at 3.
Yeah, they're both doubleheaders.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, we could just have a softball. Oh, man. And then Saturday, the 13th. Nah, it's the day after your birthday. We don't want to do that.
I turn 22 next Friday.
Oh, dude. We'll have a special birthday episode.
Yes, on the 11th. That'll be great.
There may or may not be alcohol.
My last day of being 21.
It's been a good year. It's been a good year. If you reflect on the amount of money you spend at like bars.
Oh my gosh. So
it's awful, dude. I would have so much more money.
Like if you look at the comparison of what I spent like freshman and sophomore year versus now, like it's so much more.
Yeah.
Not good. But really good at the same time.
Oh, so good. My mobile tickets are on my phone.
Oh, of course they are.
I'm like, it's already done. I'm committed. Woo. All right.
It took him 3 minutes to look up, find, and purchase Red Sox.
You know how hard it is? All right. You know, you probably understand more than like Pirates fans do. Because everyone's like, oh, it's so easy to go to a game. I'm like, no. For the Red Sox, half the time, they're like $80.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm not dishing out $80 for like a 3-hour experience.
The cheapest ticket.
Tea. Yeah. And if you want food, yeah, forget about
so
it.
So much more.
Ugh.
For Phillies, I think for the last game of the series, which was Sunday night.
Yeah.
So it's a school night. It's a work night.
Sunday night baseball.
I think the cheapest ticket was $60.
Yeah.
And that's like the last row up in the 300s. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah.
Back. There are dots on the field. Like $50 to $60. And then you have $20 parking maybe.
Yeah.
Preferred. And then insane. Like 15 regular, something like
insanity.
That.
Insanity.
And then you have ballpark food, which is expensive. But you also get to see Bryce Harper play. So.
Worth it. I'm going to like tell my mom about these tickets. She'll be like, shouldn't you be saving for like your apartment you have to pay for? And I'll be like, yeah, but.
Baseball.
I'm also like, I'm totally going to pull up my mom's like, my son's leaving and like might never come back. Like
yep.
Cords, and I feel like she's gonna be like, I'm just gonna give you the money for the tickets, and I'll be like, thanks, mom.
And you could also be like, I'm preparing for my job.
Yeah,
I'm studying up.
It's research. And she'll be like, shut up.
Oh man, I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
No, it's all right.
We're going to baseball so I can do research.
And you just hear someone in the back go, nerd. You're like,
it's Ben. Or your dad.
Yeah, Mark will be kind of bitter that I bought a ticket for my mom and not for him.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Usually he's working. So, like, every time I try to get him to go to a game, like, tickets are expensive. So, my mom's been the one I always take to baseball games. So
I'll have to look at the Reading and Lehigh tickets. Cause yeah,
that's a move.
They're also pretty
Fisher
good.
Grads game, too. Oh, I can make all right, that's stuff I'll look up after the show. All right, this is all we have for Will, Sam, and Sam in the Morning. Any final thoughts?
I mean, I'm really excited for baseball. We're in our final full month of school ever.
I know. We're in the road to the finish. And
this
I
is
keep
it.
Missing classes. What's wrong with
yeah,
me?
It's not been good. We just have to. We have what? 4.5 weeks.
All right. We're going to update this as we go through the rest of our last season of Will, Sam, and Sam in the Morning.
Yeah.
I'm not going to skip another class like on purpose besides
on
like
purpose.
Easter. Like, because I'm going to miss that Monday after Easter.
Yeah.
It's the only one I'm going to miss. That's a vow
yeah.
to you, Professor Branville. I know you can't hear me, but all right. This is all we got. This has been Will, Sam, and Sam in the Morning. I don't know how to fix the music. It hasn't been working. I'm going to get Malik to fix it. We'll see you next week, or Thursday. We'll see you Thursday.
No, we won't, because you won't.
Oh, you're right. I won't be there. I have a job interview.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Yeah. We'll see you next
week.
All right. Peace out, fam.